everybody. This is Danny Johnson. I'm once again always so excited once the intros start going and I get to hear all these very familiar voices and now some that I have met from doing this tour this past couple of months. And, man, I miss you guys. I just totally miss you guys. When I hear these names and now I have faces for the names, it just totally warms my heart completely. And I don't know. I mean, because each seminar has been so incredibly awesome and such an incredible life-changing experience for me. And many of you have had the same kind of situation that you, I don't know, I just totally miss you guys, especially with, you know, Thanksgiving coming up. So I know there's a few new people, and this is what's interesting. You know, each week we get emails from people who say, hey, I'm on your calls every week, or every time we do a seminar, there's always somebody that comes in and says, oh, I'm on your calls every week. And yet they don't always speak up and say their names, which I think is hilarious. But I know that there's always about 20 or 25 eavesdroppers in on this call. And so I also know that there's a few brand new people here for the very first time. And I want to tell you a little bit about myself. Then I want to tell you about a story. Some of you actually were on the call when this young woman, I'll call her young, that'll make her smile. Her name is Fawn. She's from down in Los Gatos, California. End of September was her very first conference call. And I'd like to tell you what happened to her. She sent us an email and is working together to get a private conference call for her group. But anyway, and the kind of success that she had since being plugging into these calls. So anyway, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. My husband, Hans, just introduced me. He gave you a little bit of a background. I've worked in all facets of the network marketing industry, anywhere from starting off my first 6 months in this business. When I first heard about the industry, I was 19 years old. It took me a couple months to get the courage up to get started. I certainly did not think I could succeed at it. I didn't think it was for me. I certainly did not think I would ever become a millionaire in this industry. In fact, nor did I even have a desire to. I never, ever even thought of making big money. In fact, because of my background and my childhood, I hated money. My parents were on welfare until I was 11, and then my mom had a severe accident, breaking her neck, and then wound up getting a settlement, so all of a sudden they did expensive drugs instead of the cheap street ones. And so that's the only thing that money did for us. And so I really had a problem with money. I didn't like it. I didn't like what it did for people at all. And I didn't see it as a positive thing for many years later. Actually, I saw it as a positive thing when I started making a lot of it. And then I started to see what you could do with it and people that you could help with it and a difference that you could make around the world with having some extra money and the less stress that I was able to have from having a little extra money. Well, actually, a lot of extra money. But anyway, but I did. I failed the first 6 months I was in this business badly. I mean, absolutely badly. And here's what's interesting is I was reflecting on Thanksgiving. I'm reflecting on when I got started. I got started in network marketing in 1989 and had no success. After I went to a training seminar and I learned from people that were making tremendous amounts of money, and this is specialized training. This was not a training put on by the company. This was training put on by a distributor who was making $500,000 a month at the time. And once I went to his training seminar, and by the way, this is so funny, it was this month, 13 years ago exactly. In fact, I believe it was the weekend of the 22nd, just like what we just had, because there was 8 days left in the month. And so I'm pretty sure that my first seminar was November 21st and 22nd. I came out of that training seminar after failing for 6 months, and by the close of November, and this was, by the way, Thanksgiving week, all right? By November 30th, I had made, produced $25,000 worth of sales volume for nothing to $25,000 worth of sales volume, and I wound up profiting $4,000 in 8 days. And remember, 6 months prior to that, I made nothing at all. I went $25,000 in debt, in fact. That's how bad it was. And so all I want to say to all of you that are on this call, you know, many of you could have had excuses for not being on this call. There's a lot going on. We've got pies to bake, pumpkin bread to fix up. We've got all kinds of stuff, houses to clean, money to make so we can put on some extravagant meals, stuff ourselves like pigs and turkeys, and then recover for the next couple days after that. We all could have found a lot of reasons why not to be on this call. And what I want to do is I want to encourage you today to say some of my best months in all the history and in all the years that I've done this business, 14 years that I've done this business, November and December have been some of my greatest months, some of my biggest months. some of my biggest sales volume months and some of my biggest bonus months, because most everybody else is taking time off from the industry. That makes the bonuses easier to get. That makes the contests that companies run during this time of year easier to catch, because they know that only 20% of us are going to push for it. And so that means that the competition is less during this time of year, and that is awesome. That's the time of year to make things happen. And so that's where you have to decide tonight. Are you an opportunist, or are you going to somehow slip into what 98% of the population is going to do right now? 98% of the population being dead or dead broke at the age of 65. 98% of the population who just gives up altogether. I'm not saying that everyone at 65 is dead or dead broke. What I am saying is this is a true national statistic, and that's where, unfortunately, that we wind up. That, unfortunately, seems to be our destiny financially. And so either you're going to be in the 2% who's going to rise above and say, I don't care what time of year it is. This is an there's an opportunity here. There's a window here for me to walk through. And again, I'm not joking you. I'm not telling you. Listen, none of you are in my sales force. It doesn't make a difference to me whether or not you take my advice or not. In fact, your uplines, well, they couldn't pay me to tell you these things. In fact, I don't get paid for doing this conference call at all. I mean, this is free for all of you to take advantage of, for you to build your business, which kind of shows you where I'm coming from. I want to help you to succeed. And usually, as I believe, God has given me that chance to do in network marketing. So if this was the month that I broke my losing streak of 6 months, then let this be the month that you reach some spike in sales. Let this be the month. November and December be some of your greatest months ever in history. Don't fall into the mindset of 98% of the population saying, oh, I'm too busy, the holidays, the holidays, the holidays. Don't even go there. In fact, any time that you catch yourself sounding like everybody else around you is when you should, like, slap your mouth and say, no, and run. I mean, run in the opposite direction and say, forget it, I'm not going to be like that. So anyway, that's what I want to encourage you about. So I went from, you know, being totally broke to making a tremendous amount of money. My losing streak stopped once I got really good training, and in the next 4 months I wound up, in fact, the total 5 months completely wound up making $45,000, which was absolutely insane for me at the age of 20 at that point. No college education. In fact, really not much of an education to speak of at all. And if I can do that, so can you. Went on to getting married on a whim. The man that I married turned out to be a complete con artist. Drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, left me with a $35,000 debt. My business had been stolen from me, and I wound up being completely homeless exactly a year after my first training. I wound up completely homeless, 50 pounds overweight, maxed out with my credit cards, which means I have no access to money at all, not even to borrow it. My rent check bounced, everything bounced, and I lived in a tiny little town in Hawaii. And it was bad. I mean, it was bad. I mean, really, really bad. From there, took the tools. Once I got over my pity party, once I got over all of my excuses, which, by the way, an excuse is a well-planned lie. I hope you guys have that on your bathroom mirrors. Excuses are a well-planned lie. Here's why. Because where there is a will, there is a way. And if you really want to make something happen, you can make it happen. If you really, really, really want to succeed, you can push through the obstacles to have yourself to succeed. And so, especially if God's on your side, then it's a done deal. Makes it easier, actually. So, anyway, from there, wound up being totally homeless, 50 pounds overweight, to starting another business in the nutrition industry, and made $2,000 in 10 hours from the trunk of my car in a telephone booth. From there, the next month, $6,500. And by the way, the month I made $2,000, the month I dug myself out of a hole, I guess a beach, was December. In fact, it was the last 2 weeks of December. So do not allow yourself to buy any of the 98% excuses. Like I said, my 2 months of absolute awakening, absolute digging myself out of a trench, gutting myself over my excuses, were November and December. And I could have sat there and stayed homeless for a whole nother month and said, well, I'll wait till December is over. No, man. Got 40 new customers in the last 2 weeks of December. profiting $2,000 in my pocket the last 2 weeks of December. Why? Because I was homeless, I was cold, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I was heavy, and I hated myself. That's why. Enough was enough. I finally reached the point of enough is enough. I hope you're in that place of enough is enough. Because if you're hungry like that, then your business is going to go to a whole other level. Second month was January, $6,500. Third month, February, $10,000. And have continued to earn that kind of money for many, 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 many years and over and beyond that. The Lord has blessed me tremendously with phenomenal sales forces that we've built. In fact, that sales force went on to produce 80% of a huge company's sales, made $250,000 exactly from the time that I was homeless, closing up that year, bought my first home at the age of 21. So if I can do that, you can do it, 21, 22. Next year, next 2 years after that, I became a millionaire. So, and by the way, if this young, uneducated female from a small town can get started in this business and apply some very powerful tools in the worst months of the year, then hey, you've got a much better shot than I had, by far. I'm not kidding you. So tonight, we're going to talk about a couple things. One, first part of the call, this is what I want to talk about. Actually, I'll do that on the second part of the call. Now let's do it on the first part of the call. I want to talk about Thanksgiving. I want to talk about what can you do to help your business go to the next level. Here's one thing that you can do. You can appreciate the business that you have. And you can appreciate your brand new customers that you have or your existing customers that you had for years. You can also appreciate your distributors that you have. You know, I've really been learning a lot lately about criticism, condemnation, and complaining. I mean, really learning a lot. And what I can tell you is that I've never seen, ever, and I've worked with thousands, tens of thousands of people through the years that have come through these training seminars. I've seen criticism do one thing, and that is wound people. Wound people. Dramatically. In fact, some people can be wounded for life from criticism. And so the last thing in the world, since we're talking about Thanksgiving, the whole opposite in this spectrum is condemning and criticizing and complaining. Chapter 1, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is a book I highly recommend you all read. It massively changed my life 13 years ago. So in this Thanksgiving time, it's very important to do something a little nice for the people that are around you. I mean, obviously, you should be doing something nice for your children, for your spouses, your boss, all that kind of stuff. That's obvious. Even if you hate your boss, do something nice. Bless them. It's like heaping hot coals on his head. So do something nice, even for your enemy. But if, and you also need to do something nice for your customers. Do something nice for your distributors. And let this be a time where we're not trying to correct them. We're not trying to tell them what to do. We're not trying to lord over them. But that we're trying to be an encouraging factor in their life. That we're trying to say, hey, I really appreciate your business. I appreciate your faithfulness. I am so grateful that you took a chance on me to try our products. Or I'm so grateful that you took a chance on me and signed up with us and are a part of our new business. You know what happens so often, guys? It happens to me all the time, too. Is that when we get people started in our business, every time, and we started, let's say, with a friend or a brand new friend that we made, if you've been on these training calls and you've been to First Steps to Success, which, by the way, there's going to be one in back in Reston, Virginia, January 24th and 25th. You guys definitely want to start building for that right away. January 24th and 25th, you're going to fly into Washington Dulles Airport. And right now, JetBlue has phenomenal rates, $99 one way. And it's a direct flight straight into Washington Dulles, and it's about 15 minutes away from the Sheraton Hotel, which is where we're going to be doing the seminar. Anyway, so often when we are building a business and we start with making friends and we start to build a relationship, or let's say that we brought some of our friends into our business as customers and distributors, we forget the relationship and everything becomes all business. You will shock them to death if you were to just make a phone call to them and say, hey, I just wanted to thank you. And you do not say anything more. You do not try to tell them about the next call. You don't try to tell them about the next promotion. No, that you just make a quick call to say, I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for believing in me enough to join my business. Or thank you so much for believing in me and taking a chance on me to get started on our product. I just really appreciate you, and I'm very grateful for you, and that's all I wanted to say. God bless you and have an awesome Thanksgiving. okay, and do that. And if you can't make that kind of a call, then write out a quick little, get some tiny little thank you cards. Listen, we are not building a doghouse here. We're building a business. We're building a business. We're building a dynasty that's going to last. And if you want to be a cut above and a breed apart, then you've got to do and go the extra mile when other people are not willing to do those things. And so when we take a little bit of a time out to, and maybe that means staying up an hour later at night. Maybe it's getting up an hour earlier. It's worth the sacrifice because the difference that you make in that person's life, the loyalty that you're building with that person is going to sustain them as a customer and a distributor far longer than if you were to ignore them. And you know, it's been said many times it costs 10 times more money to get a new customer than it does to keep an old one. And what does it take to really keep an old customer? Just keep them happy. And you cannot depend on your products to keep them happy. Because somebody, and listen to me carefully, somebody is going to be whispering in their ear about the new, latest, and greatest product next week. It's a guarantee, especially when they're around family. Because everyone's going to be having their family get-togethers here very shortly. And as they're doing that, they're going to be sharing about with the things they were doing. I can guarantee you, if we've got 12 million network marketers in our country, I can guarantee you that somebody in your house that you're having for Thanksgiving, or somebody else is a distributor for something else. Guaranteed. Done deal. No question. So, I can tell you that your customers will be in homes with other people that are doing some other deal. And you know, there is nothing worse than having one of your customers or distributors being tantalized by something else only because we didn't follow up, because we didn't build a relationship. And so I encourage you to do that. Some of you are like, you know what, Danny, I don't like building relationships. And you know what, I don't blame you. Some people are mean, man. Hello, I've been in the people business for 14, 15 years now. People are mean. They can be rude. They can be hurtful and critical and judgmental, bitter. That's the way just some people are. And we don't have to be in network marketing to find that out. Just go to church. I know Mona's laughing right now. But yeah, you could go to church and find people who are judgmental and critical and condemning, and hello, the list goes on. We can go anywhere and find people like that. So I'm saying let's be an encouraging force and factor in people's lives through this Thanksgiving season. And that's a way where you can maintain your customer base through this time. If they feel like you appreciate them, they'll go the extra mile for you, okay? So, this isn't what I prepared for the call, but this is where we're going to go. You guys are going to be around friends and family members for Thanksgiving. Well, let's talk about how do we plant seeds on that day for your business. What can you do, you know, this week and through this season to get people interested in your new opportunity, okay, if it's new for you or what have you? How can you do that? Well, first of all, you're going to be around people. And and some of you are brand new to the call and you don't have a clue what I'm going to say, but that's okay. And by the way, those CDs from Raleigh, North Carolina, they are powerful and they look awesome and they are available. And so you can go to DannyJohnson.com, order that CD set. It's 10 CDs. It's really inexpensive. They're only $97 for 10 CDs, and it's 10 straight hours specialized knowledge in your network marketing business. Okay, so Thanksgiving time, you are there with friends and family members, okay? What you want to do is you want to control the conversation. That's what you want to do. Obviously, if you come from a company that has catalogs, brochures, and things like that, you want to have those kinds of things available with you, so that you can hand them out to people. You know, don't make a formalized thing. Just kind of make it a casual thing, because you don't want to turn your Thanksgiving feast into a business opportunity. And some of you may, and some of you may do well at doing that as well. And that's okay. But others of you don't feel comfortable doing something like that, and that's fine too. But anyway, so what I say is control the conversation. And y'all remember, you control the conversation by asking questions. So if you're the one getting your friends and family members to talk about themselves the entire day, get them to yap and ask them questions that they've never heard you ask before. You know, usually when we get around friends and family, we just talk about whatever. I'm saying ask them questions that really matter. You know, hey, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Where do you see us this time next year? In fact, I used to have lunch with my girlfriend Kristen every year, and I haven't since I moved away. But every year, I'd take her out to lunch for her birthday. And every year I'd ask her this question. In fact, most of the people that I take out for their birthday, this is the question I ask them. Where do you want to be 12 months from now? Kristen, you and I are going to have lunch a year from now. Where do you want your life to be in the next 12 months? What would you have wanted to accomplish or do, or places that you would have wanted to see? Where would you want the size of your debt to be? Ooh, thank you. Where would you want the size of your debt to be 1 year from now? It's Thanksgiving. It's a perfect time to reflect. Kristen, do you feel that you are better off than you were last year? Has much changed in the last 12 months in the areas of your health, in the areas of debt, in the areas of, you know, have you had more fun, less fun? These are phenomenal questions to get people to think, to get them to reflect. You know why? 98% of the population is aiming at nothing. Oh, man, I want to cry when I think about that. I really do, because I believe when I see people, I believe that there's so much more that we could all do to become better than who we are. There's so much more that we can affect. There's so many more people that we could have a difference in making a difference in their life. There's so much that we can do. You know, I see people struggling with debt year after year after year after year after year, and they will continue to struggle year after year after year after year after year until they decide to do something different. And so these are great questions to ask people. You know, where do you want your life to be a year from now? Where do you think it'll be 5 years from now? If there is anything in your life that you could change, Mom, what would it be? And what you will find when you ask these questions is you're going to find needs. And if your business opportunity can fill those needs, then at the end of the conversation, and only at the end, not when you find the first need, I want you to find 3 or 4 needs, if possible. Find 3 or 4 needs. Then you will say, how serious are you about that? And you know what? You'll see it's so easy to engage in a conversation like this. You just say, really? Gosh, I didn't know that about you. Tell me why. What is it? Why do you want to change that this year? Well, have you thought about how you're going to be able to make those changes? And guess what they're going to say? No, I really haven't. Wow. Well, how serious are you about wanting those kinds of things to change in your life? Kristen, how serious are you about making a dent in your debt this year? I want to say, Kristen says, man, I'm really serious. Well, do you have a way that you're going to be able to make it happen? She's going to say, no. Every year I go in debt. Well, you don't want to be at the next Thanksgiving dinner thinking that you added 10 grand of debt, do you? Guess what Kristen's going to say? Heck no. No way. Then I'll say, you know, it's interesting what you're saying. If you're really serious about making sure that you're not going to be more in debt next year, then I think you and I need to get together and talk. I'm working with the company. I'm so grateful for it because I actually have a way where I'm going to be able to get out of debt. I'm going to chip away at debt this year instead of going further in because I am tired of being in debt. So they have a few positions that are available. I don't really know if it's going to work for you or not. But you know what? Let's get together Friday, or maybe this weekend, and let me just show you what's going on. We'll go through a little bit of an interviewing process, and let's just see. Maybe it might be a way where you'll be able to chip away at debt this year instead of going further in this year. And that's how I would approach it. I'd set the appointment, sit down with her, and find her need, continue to sell. In fact, I would build the entire presentation on if her need was getting out of debt. I'd build the entire presentation on getting out of debt. In fact, I would close up that presentation. I would absolutely close up that presentation with, you know, Kristen, tell me, what did you like about what you just saw? And Kristen would say, well, I like that I could make some extra money. And I'd say, well, tell me about that. Tell me why you think that there's some money here to be made. And she would say something like, well, I really want to get out of debt, and I don't have a way of getting out of debt, and this is a way that maybe I could make some extra money and put it towards getting out of debt. And by the way, not everybody is qualified to be in your business. Some people say, I don't see it at all. And then you say, okay, great, you know, thanks so much. That person, if they're a doubter, they're not qualified to be in your business. You're looking for an opportunist that sees an opportunity, that needs it and wants it at the same time. So anyway, back to Kristen. If I was saying, you know, Kristen, so how serious are you about getting out of debt? And then she'd say, I'm dead serious, because if I keep going the direction I'm in right now, I'm in big trouble. So Kristen, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company? She's saying, well, I want to make a lot. Tell me, what for? Why do you want to make a lot of money? And she's going to say it again, because I need to get out of debt. Now, Kristen, here's my final question. Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to work? And are you at least willing to give it a try? And Kristen's going to say yes. Here's your application, Kristen. Let's fill it out now. And Monday night, I need you to be on a training call. This training call is going to start to equip you for getting started in your business. I believe that you should start here in the marketing plan. You know, the highest that you can start in the marketing plan. And here's why. You'll make the most amount of money fast. Since you have a debt that you want to get over, it's going to take a little bit of money to make money. At least you're starting a business, which will be an income-producing asset and not just another pair of shoes. This part, you'll be able to start to make your money, make you money, and that's how you're going to get out of debt. It's by having your money grow for itself. And so this is why you need to start here with this pack here. And with this little package, it's going to put you higher up in the compensation plan and earn you more money right away. And the next thing I would tell her is Monday night you need to be on this conference call and you need to start investing in yourself, because you will receive dividends by increasing your value to the marketplace, by gaining more knowledge and understanding about a new business and learning how to become professional in that business, getting some specialized knowledge. There's two things you need to do. One, January, there's a seminar in Reston, Virginia. You need to get a plane ticket and you need to get to this seminar right now. In fact, not only are you going to go, but we got to find 5 or 10 people to bring along with you. Let's just totally shoot for the stars. If we land on the moon and you only have 1 or 2 that goes with you, great. You will start in the month of January with an income already blowing your mind. Just by having a couple people there with you, it'll totally blow your mind. And so we need to get you registered right now. You need to go to DannyJohnson.com. Get yourself registered. Be on the conference call Monday night to start getting your training going right away and get yourself to that Reston, Virginia seminar. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to book I need you on the conference call. Our company has a Wednesday night conference call. We need to find a few people to get on that call with you. Once you get a couple people on that call, we're going to start making some sales for you, and those sales will offset your initial cost and start getting some distributors going for you. Now, let me ask you something, Kristen. How much money do you want to make in the next 30 days? Unless she says, oh, it'd be nice if I could make a few $100. Okay, well, that's pretty simple, a few $100, and this is what I need for you to do. We need to have about 5 people on each Wednesday night conference call that our company does. Or let's say that you have a website that's available that you can send people to. You say, you know, we need to have at least 2-3 people a day taking out your website. So I need you to just make a few phone calls a day and call some people and have them check out your website. Or let's say your company has catalogs. I need you to pass out catalogs every single week. Or let's say your company does home presentations or meetings in hotels or what have you. Then you would say, we need to book a meeting for you next week. In fact, I need you to just get on the phone, start dialing away, invite some friends over and say, I really need your help. We're going to have a great time. In fact, this is so funny. Mona's on the phone right now. She got her niece started. Her niece came to the Sacramento seminar, was not coming at all to get started in the business, just came for support. Had a great time, learned so much, and wound up getting started in Mona's business. And now she's like a party fiend. This girl is so excited. She's driving down to Los Angeles this weekend to do a home party for her sister. And so, anyway, so those are great. I mean, home parties work phenomenal, and they're a blast. But she had party favors, and listen, Marla just wants to have a good time. I mean, she's a total sapphire, so the party thing just works beautifully for her. And, you know, party favors and food and all this kind of stuff. Some people like to serve beverages. I mean, alcoholic beverages. The more wine they serve, the higher the sales are. I have several friends who have done that one. Oh, would you like another glass of wine? Oh, would you like another glass of wine? Oh, I think you need this product too. Oh, I think we better throw that one in also. But anyway, you do it whichever way you want to, but they work. They work really well. Anyway, so if I was talking to Kristen, I'd say, you know, on Tuesday night I want to do a meeting in your home. And so we just need a few people to practice on, Kristen, get some people there. I will help, I will show you how to present it, and showing it, a few people just might get interested and might want to buy some products. I'm not going to guarantee you anything, but let's just go ahead and get it going. I'm pretty sure by the end of the month you'll be able to make $300. That's not a big deal. So anyway, that's what I would be doing during this Thanksgiving season, is I would be asking some very pointed questions. I'd be asking some questions and controlling the conversation, not interrupting my prospect, and just getting them to talk about where their life is, where they think it's going, and your whole goal is to find their need. That is your whole goal, is to find out what they want. And so you're going to have a captive audience wherever it is that you're going to be. And if you don't have a place to go, then I wish you could come to my house. I always have the orphan Thanksgiving. But anyway, my husband would kill me if he knew I said that. But you want to find out what they want. Let them talk about themselves. Let them talk about their future. Let them talk about their past. And you are looking for needs. Find what their hot button is. Find what their desires are. And in finding all that, then you can design a presentation around what their desires and needs are. And listen to this. Do not sell them on your dreams. Sell them on theirs. Okay? Sell them on theirs, not yours. That's so important. I cannot even tell you how important that is. Yeah, that's important. So anyway, I'm going to unmute the lines. And you know what? We're going to just do something different. In fact, I want to open the lines for any questions at all. You guys have Thanksgiving coming up. Any questions you have about how to handle different things. Any questions you have concerning any part of your business. If you want me to role play with you on recruiting or closing or presenting or whatever, I'd be happy to do that right now. Either that or let me tell you something. The power of testimony is mind-blowing to me. If you have a testimony as to what's been going on in your business since you've been a part of calls or whatever, I don't care what's been going on in your business, go ahead. We want to hear it. This is that time of Thanksgiving. We want to hear how you're doing. And listen, by the way, you know what? There's lots of people who get on this call for lots of different reasons. And do not ever grade the success of your business as to whether or not you are becoming successful. Because everyone has a different level and where they have come in their business. Some people, man, depending on where they are in their life and what is going on and what their goals and desires are, you know, can get in and go bonkers and sign up all kinds of people and do all kinds of things. And then there's other people who get started in this business for totally different reasons. Not everyone that signs up in this business, in your business, or what have you, is in this to make money. Not all of them are in this to achieve goals. Not all of them are in this to, you know, buy houses and cars and yachts and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot. In fact, I'll tell you right now, the vast majority of the people who get started in network marketing business is for the relationships. They come in for the money, but they stay for the feeling. They stay for the relationships. They stay for the camaraderie. Why? Because we are starving for it out there today. It's sad that our lives have become so stinking busy that we've lost sight of spending time with each other, of building relationships and doing thoughtful things with each other and building memories and things like that. It's really sad, but it's a reality. And so, you know, there's lots of people, even on the call right now, have been through First Steps to Success. And you know what? Their business is not why they were there. They were there for emotional reasons, mental reasons. They were there for inspirational and motivational reasons. They were there to learn about themselves. They were there to discover about things about other people. They were there to learn how to enhance their skills in every area of their life. And so don't think for a minute that if you're not having the kind of success that you think you're supposed to have or think that everyone thinks that you're supposed to have, don't let anybody else put goals on you. You decide what you want out of it, okay? So I'm going to unmute the lines and let this just be an open forum, open microphone, if you will, and you guys can just, you'll state your name, where you're calling from, pipe in. If you want to ask a question, you want to make a comment, you go right ahead. Hold on.
This is Rich Blackstock.
Hey, Rich Blackstock, how are you?
Hi.
Good, go for it. What's up?
Well, Polly and I had a question. That is that we would like to know how to make more of our, we have something called webcasts in our business, right?
Uh-huh.
And so what we want to know, Danny, is how to either use an alternative to webcast or make them more fun. Because one thing that we really appreciate about you, Danny, is that we have fun. We get excited when we hear you, when we put it into practice what you're teaching, and we just appreciate you so much. So that's our main question. We want to know how to have more fun in this business.
Rich, now I'm just amazed you are asking me that fun question.
I bet you are.
For those of you that remember from Washington, D.C., from the Russian seminar, Rich is a sapphire. In fact, he was the textbook sapphire in his bright yellow sweatshirt and bright blue sweatpants on Sunday, and dancing, the only one dancing in the room. But anyway, so your business is pretty much done online is what you're telling me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and so it kind of takes the people part of it out of it is what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's what's happening, Jenny, and we want to bring the people part back into it.
That's awesome. Okay, now when you get people started in your business, well, there's two ways, okay? You always want to build, and by the way, for all of you that have a business that you can build online, please listen to me very carefully, because that is a very powerful way to build the business. It's definitely the wave of the 21st century. There's no question. However, there's one enormous flaw, and Rich and Polly have seen it already. I have seen it in one of my business partners' business. You have to take it online to offline and offline to online. You have to figure out a way to integrate the two, because here's why. No matter what business you're in, it's not ever going to be perfect. And no matter how great it's going right now, there's always a season of famine. Always. And so businesses go up, businesses go down. There's good years and there's not so good years. And so what you want to make sure you do is you have the best percentage shot of building a nice, solid, and stable business. And that cannot happen just online. In fact, I will tell you this, that the most fickle customers that exist in the marketplace today are online customers. So how do you ensure it, and this is where Rich and Polly are being very wise, is how do we build relationships with those online people? Now, Rich, yes. Rich, you probably already ordered the North Carolina seminar tapes.
Yes, they already ordered.
There's a whole section on there about getting your customers who you've never talked to, who you've never met, and turning those people into customers and distributors. And so that tape on there will be very helpful. But just real quick, let me capitalize here. When those people go and check out your business, there is a lead capture sheet, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay, which means you get their name and telephone number, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I highly recommend the two of you calling them. Pick who wants to do it. But I highly recommend you talking to those people on the phone and just going, hey, I've never met you before, and just, you know, in fact, Welser took this from a conference call a long time ago, but, you know, let's say you're calling Grace in Florida. Grace, hi, this is Rich. You went to my website. I just wanted to make contact with you. How are you doing today? And you immediately get Grace to fall in love with you guys. And how Grace is going to fall in love with you is by you asking her a lot of questions.
Yes.
And questions that you're trying, and remember, Rich, this is so important. It's not only questions as to how to find her needs so you can help her join your business and get serious about it. That's not it. You're trying to build a friend first, because it's a very cold contact because of the way she was brought in. So you want to warm up this cold contact with trying to build a relationship. Remember, friends first is the first thing you want to do. Get her talking about herself. And what was it that, here's a question I always ask online customers. Tell me, what was it that you liked about what you saw? And that is only, Rich and Polly, that is only after you've gotten this woman to talk about herself for 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Then you bring business into it. But you want to show a sincere affection towards this person. And to be honest with you, let me tell you something. In one hand, when I say that the most fickle customers are online customers, on the other hand, I will tell you this, they are also saying, gosh, I wish I could talk to a live person. Isn't it so true? I mean, if you think about things that you've bought online, and, you know, we love the convenience of the Internet, don't we? But we certainly hate that we can't just get our stinking questions answered.
Right.
Drives me crazy. Whenever I have a question and I'm on a website, I have to read through 10 stupid pages just to find my answer to my question. I am one of those that say, hey, give me the stinking phone. I have one question, can you answer it for me? And so, although we like the convenience of it. We also don't like the fact that we can't get our questions promptly answered. That we have to research, and then an hour flies by and we've been reading a bunch of stuff that we didn't need to read. And so you can just make a simple contact with that person. Here's another thing that I do with all of my online customers. I will send them a thank you card. Absolutely send them a thank you card. You want to make a personal contact with them, okay? And then it could be just a question. Let's say that you guys had a customer buy something online. This is what you would want to say. You'd want to say, I just am calling to say how much I appreciate your business. I am very grateful that you got started with our products, and I just pray that you have great success with it. How is it going so far? And again, Rich and Polly and everybody on this call, let them talk about themselves as much as you possibly can. And all you're looking to do, and this is a trick, and again, I can't wait to do Dynasty. I can't wait to do that leadership training because you guys explode. You will just explode. Your communication skills will blow your mind. That when you're getting Grace to talk about herself, that you're not looking for a rebuttal for the things that she's talking about, but that you are just looking to investigate more and to find out more about Grace and what makes her operate, what is important to her, what are her wants, what are her needs. And then I would include in a thank you card some of the things that she mentioned. Let's say she had a son that plays hockey. Mention it. I hope your son has a great hockey season. Those kinds of things, they always go, and I know all of you go, oh, that was really nice. And if you can get your customers doing, oh, that was really nice, they're done. They're in with you. They bought you. And that's what they're buying. And that's what you want them to buy, is you want them to buy you. Initially, they're buying your website. And again, that is a fling, as far as I'm concerned. You want a relationship to be built, and then they fall in love with you.
Right.
So is that helpful for you guys at all?
Very much. Thank you, Danny.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much. Okay, anybody else out there with a question?
Hi, Danny. This is Fawn Christensen. Can you hear me?
Fawn, I can hear you.
Oh, great.
Oh, girl, I am so proud of you. You guys, this is the gal I was talking about earlier. Somebody that's been on all these calls, and I had not known it, but
many of you would remember.
I remember, Fawn, because there's a woman on the phone right now. I think it's from Colorado. I think her name is Sharon. She's also brand new. But I remember, Fawn, your first call in September where you said, my name is Fawn, it's my first time on. And I remember that. Can you share with everybody what's happened to your business, what was going on before and what was going on after? And don't name your company just for the integrity for everybody. And I know you wouldn't. I would just say that to protect everybody. But tell what was going on before in your business and what has happened since you've been a part of the conference call.
Okay, so Danny, I actually got on your first conference call October 13th, so it has only been 5 weeks.
Wow.
And I immediately ordered the tapes, and I play those tapes whenever I can, when I'm driving, and that's why I had to speak up, Danny, because you and I have not met personally yet, but you are so in my life, and I feel completely connected to you. And my business is built on the Internet. Our company has been putting together this whole marketing system. And before I got on your calls, I was doing the hours of calls in and calls out. And I was learning a lot and all this. I was not building a team. In the month of November, since I have been on your call, and just become a devotee of what I feel you do, which is you let your heart come through the phone to the other person's heart by finding out who they are. I mean, you know, what you say about you want to be so confident that you can be just dropped out of a helicopter in the middle of nowhere with a briefcase and know you can build your business. It's like I just take that every day and I say, who wants to be connected to me? Who wants to come into my team? And what has happened is I have enrolled 8 business builders in the month of November.
Wow.
And 6 customer, you know, to come in at the first level.
Uh-huh. That is so awesome.
It's so fun. I feel like I get to be who I am. I love people. You know, and I used to think I had to do this script, and I was supposed to do something that I didn't know what I was to do, and now I just can find out who they are. And
that's awesome, Fawn.
It is, you know, and I write my thank you cards, and it's like, that's what I do with my family, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like, this is, relationships is what it's about.
Yes.
And bringing out the best in people is what it's about.
Yep.
And here, as I'm just saying, is that you and I haven't met in person yet, but you're in my heart.
Awesome.
And what you've allowed my heart to open to is just reaching out to others.
Over that is
the phone,
so awesome.
On the internet.
Fawn, you wait till you get to First Steps. If you actually think that you've connected from tapes and from the calls, I know that everyone that's on the phone has been to First Steps, especially either North Carolina or Reston. They will all just be like, hello. You wait. You wait. It's intense what will happen, and the kind of level that you will come to in really reaching people and understanding them and how to better serve them and how to build a team, that will happen in January in Reston, Virginia. If there is any way you can get there, I cannot tell you how important it is for you, especially kicking off the month of January for a whole new year, which is awesome. Also, I want to touch on this. Rick and Polly want to know how to have more fun in their business. Now, Rick and Polly, do you guys build outside of the internet at all?
Yes, we do.
And you build in your local area?
Yes, we do.
Okay. You know what? You know what is a blast to do? Is to do meetings in your home or even like a Saturday training in your home. Those things are fun for people. They love coming together. They love having a great time. And this is it. The reason why I was spurred to say this is because of what Fawn said about building a team. That's how I built my business, was by building a team. And that's how I would tell them that, hey, I am putting together a team right now, and we're going to just explode in the new year. 2004, none of us are going to recognize our lives from now. And Rich and Polly, and also Fawn, you guys know how to sell a vision. And in January, I'm going to focus a lot on vision. I'm going to focus a lot on how to develop a team that collectively moves together throughout the year 2004. And that we come together, we get over our excuses, we learn how to serve people in a whole other way, we learn how to bring leadership up. And that's what's important with building a team, is that you're looking for people to duplicate your efforts. They're not going to do that on their own without your guidance. They're not going to do that without you having some specific clues on how to find things in other people that they don't even know they have themselves. Kind of like what you guys discovered in the seminars with the personalities. Realizing you have gifts and talents and abilities that, you know, like, whoa, I didn't really think about that, and boy, that could be turned into a profit. And so I like to get my group together and say, hey, listen, we are going to do this in 2004. I want to know who's with me. And so you decide, what are you going to do in 2004? And get these people together and say, hey, listen, We have 6 weeks left in the year, and this is what I'm going to do. I want to know who wants to join me, because at the end of this 6 weeks now, we're going to have a party. We're going to toast with champagne. We're going to bring in the new year together. Shoot, Rich and Polly, go have a party.
Yeah.
Have a party. Invite people over. You know what else is awesome? Potlucks. Oh, and some of you guys are going, oh, Danny, come on, dude. You want to enrich your life? You want to feel connected to people? You want to build relationships? Have a potluck. Hey, the church has been doing them for years. They work. And I'm not saying model the church, because they've screwed a lot of things up too. But anyway, that works. I mean, potlucks are awesome gatherings, and you could get people together and say, especially during this Thanksgiving time, especially during Christmas, have a Christmas party. Say, hey, we're doing a Christmas party just for our team or just for our customers, and you tell them, invite all your friends, invite all your family members, bring the kids, we don't care. And what we used to do... Even before we had, you know, giant, ridiculous homes, and we've had some big parties. But anyway, getting people to bring their favorite dish, and people love to talk about that kind of stuff. And then, you know, during a time, you have everyone just get up and say, what are they going to do by the end of this year? And what are they going to do next year? And what are they thankful for so far that's already happened in their business? My gosh, you want to talk about a powerful experience for people. Let them share what their vision is. Let them share what this new business means to them, and you'll be shocked of what flies out of their mouth. And you know what I do? Take notes on what they say. Absolutely take notes, because you're going to hold them to it. You're not going to beat them to death with it, but you're going to hold them to it. So I can take one more final question. Anybody out there has a final question?
Hi, Danny. This is Saul in California.
Saul, you have been so faithful. You really have, and I really still am blessed by that email that you sent.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Well,
yeah.
You certainly have a lot to offer, and it's extremely beneficial information we're getting. So.
Good. What can I help you with?
Well, I've been dabbling with this one thing. Maybe you can offer a suggestion or comment on this. You know, my day job, I work for a company that has about 1,000 employees, and I see so many people that I know could benefit from what I have to offer them.
Uh-huh.
But I have this thing about I don't want to show a conflict of interest in jobs, and
right.
So I tend to be reluctant on approaching people. But at the same time, there's such an opportunity and benefit for these people. So do you maybe have any comment or suggestions how I might be able to approach these people without making it look like I have this conflict of interest in jobs here?
Right. Absolutely. I have a great way you can do it. First of all, to handle this, I understand seeing a great need
mm-hmm.
and the frustration of how in the world do you fill it.
Right.
Okay. You have to start small one by one.
Uh-huh.
It's how you do it. For example, Carrie Russell's on the phone right now. She's a flight attendant. They are going absolutely berserk through United Airlines and abroad.
Yeah.
And again, this is a conflict of interest, right? There are two jobs. Especially when the airline industry is just flopping all over the place.
Uh-huh.
There's no security in it. And so you start one person at a time. So do you have any friends inside that company?
Yes, I've actually made a lot of friends within that company since I've been working there.
Okay. And so that's the first place I would start. And I would start, and so you have some tapes, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So on those tapes, I talk about how to form people.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, it's going right down to the very basics, and you talking to people not to approach them for your business,
mm-hmm.
but to find a need.
Right.
And as you get these people to talk about themselves, you will discover that they will spit out needs. And that's when you say, can I call you about something? I say, I am hearing you talk, and I keep hearing you say that you're concerned about this. And I feel bad if I don't tell you about something I think might be able to help you. I don't know if it will or not, but it just let's just get together for lunch or let's get together after work or whatever, and you take it outside of there.
Right.
And you leave it so this, so that you do not put them in an uncomfortable position where they're going to feel like they're being sold. You put them in a position where you say, we'll go through a little interviewing process. It's something that maybe might work for you and it might not, but, you know, let's just see. And then when you do that presentation, you make sure that you come from an angle like this. Do you know of anybody who needs XYZ? And you state what their needs were. Do you know of anybody who wants to get out of debt? Let's say the guy said that he really wanted to get out of debt,
mm-hmm.
Which is a very common comment these days, is to get out of debt. And if they say that, you say, hey, or you can do this kind of approach with them. Say, you know what, Cheryl, let's say you work with Cheryl. Cheryl, you know, I have a little part-time job on the side. And I have so much need out there that I cannot handle all of it. I'm really looking for somebody who would like on a part-time basis and earn some extra money. And then Cheryl may say, well, yeah, me. Does that make sense, though?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So it's really go back to the basics and try, have you tried to form a few people at work?
Well, what I've done was I've approached, like you said, a person one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
And I would ask them, like, you know, when do you take your break? And if you don't mind, I'd like to share the break with you because I'd like to discuss something with you.
Uh-huh.
That's what I've been doing it. Do you suggest, instead of that, just really doing it outside of work altogether and not even trying to approach people on their breaks?
How has the response been about on their breaks?
Well, I started trying it with one. As of yet, she hasn't even committed to meeting me on a break.
Right, and here's why, because she thinks she's going to be sold something.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is just look to have a cup of coffee with somebody and to build a relationship, and from there find the need from the appointment. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's where I would start, and Saul, do one tomorrow.
Great.
If there's 1,000 people, Saul, you got a lot of people to talk to.
Yes, a lot of opportunity there.
There's a ton. And it really is. And sometimes, Saul, we try to analyze everything and figure out the approach and figure out everything first.
Right.
Don't go there. Just start small and say, I'm going to practice forming people. Mm-hmm. And you try this approach, and we're going to get cut off in the middle of this, and I apologize if we do.
That's all right.
But try this. Say, you know what, I have this little part-time thing that I'm doing, and I have been told I need to practice on some people. Will you just let me practice on you? And I mean, that's simple approach, because there's no offense taken. They're not feeling like they're going to get sold because they think you don't know what you're doing, which is the best thing they could think.
Right.
Because their guard's not up. Uh-huh. And then once they see, they go, oh, that sounds really good, actually. Can I buy some of that? That's usually what ends up happening. Okay, we're out of time, everybody. I just want to say God bless to all of you, and thank you so much for all of your faithfulness every that you're on this call. And I appreciate you so much. And I say get out there and make things happen in this next week and have an awesome Thanksgiving. And God bless you guys. I just can't wait to see all of you in January. I'll talk to you next Monday night. Everybody all at once, say goodbye and God bless.
Bye, Danny. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Danny.
Good night. Bye.